This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Did you see the video of Elvis Andrus trying to teach Willie Calhoun how to floss? For me, that's a little weird, Kevin, because Willie Calhoun's the younger player. And I have, two kids? They're in their,
three kids,
Corey. I have three kids, two boys that aren't quite in their teens yet.
Well, okay.
That play a lot of sports. And every time I go by any of the playing fields, there are just 10, 15 kids out there flossing. And it's ridiculous. It's gotten to be a problem, actually. But I thought it was a little weird to see Elvis Andrus teaching the younger player how to do that. And Willie was severely struggling with it.
I'm worried about his dental hygiene.
Yeah, no, not that kind of flossing, Shippy. It's the dance. That being said.
Oh, I also thought you meant dental hygiene.
Kevin, you've been doing some reading lately. Not of books, like you promised, but gross, of other things. And you were reading a story on Elvis Andrus and how he's working really hard to show that he deserves his role.
So, this was from the fan caravan, I believe, on Friday. And he said, quote, "I don't think anybody's spot is secure. You see through the league, guys sign huge deals, and teams want to trade them. So as a player, I always have that in my mind. That's the reason I want to play every single day." And then he went on to say, "I think that whoever plays feeling secure is doing the wrong thing." And I think that's a neat thing that he said that, but I also think that's preposterous. Is there anybody who doesn't think that he's going to be the starting shortstop for this Texas Rangers team, regardless of what he says? Like, I think he could come out and be like, "I don't think the Rangers are going to be good at all this year." Would make no difference, and he would be the starting shortstop. So, I'm curious, across...
I think the Rangers have serious questions, though. I think there's still serious concern about the future of him at that position.
Okay.
Is there a better option? I don't think that they think it right now because the money's spent, but I think that they think that he's the best that there might be a better option. I don't think they think he's a top five shortstop right now.
He's nowhere near a top five shortstop. So my question was going to be Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053. It could be for any team here in the Metroplex. Who do you think is the player that has a guaranteed spot that probably shouldn't? Like, is it Elvis? Because I think Elvis definitely has a guaranteed spot, and he probably shouldn't. But that's not going to change. So if it's not Elvis, who do you think it is?
Oh, you think it's Luka, then?
No, I do not think it's Luka. Luka's obviously good.
877-881-1053. The player in DFW that has a spot that shouldn't, Jalen.
Wow.
And when I say that, I think, and I'm hopeful that Mike McCarthy takes a different approach to it, but I think it's the leadership role that he was given this year that I don't think he deserved. I thought as a player he was supposed to be that, and then he got paid, and he was supposed to be even more. Once you get to that point, you keep driving. You keep driving yourself, and I don't think he did this year. So that's my one player. Shippy, do you have somebody? Because I have about three others.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I mean, you could make the argument this year for Jason Witten.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would say, hopefully, at least in the this is going to sound bad. Hopefully, at least in the case of Jason Witten, he's going away.
Wow. Whoa.
Sorry, I do not want Jason Witten back on
you
this team next
legends.
Year.
You just hate legends.
I
and
don't.
That's the thing that's really difficult about working with you.
Look, I don't want Jason Witten back in this team next year. Do you?
No.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was okay, like, are we not all on the same page here?
Shippy, do you want Witten back?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
You guys
don't
are
trying
jerks.
To make me yeah, feel bad
know.
About it.
I don't know
it.
Why you played that no drop to me.
No, I do not right. want Jason Witten back
so
on here.
So you say team. You said Witten. I say Jalen. Kevin.
Holy
what about Rougned Odor?
Yeah, no, Rougned Odor. The way that this organization treats Rougned Odor is preposterous.
Because he got paid.
He's one of the worst everyday players in the league.
They spent the money on the contract.
Yep.
And they keep trying to give him every opportunity that he deserves the contract. Because he did something to get the contract. And they were like, "Crap, let's go ahead and jump out in front of this man and get us a team-friendly deal here." And now he's got the money, but he's not playing even close.
Yeah.
He got for stretches, Kevin, for small stretches, you will see a Rougned Odor, but he doesn't come out of spring training hot, and then he closes seasons bad. So there's this like small window for about 3 weeks in the middle of the season where you're like, there it is, that's that guy. But what do they have to replace him with? Same thing with Elvis. What do they have to replace Elvis with? And around the rest of this team, the Rangers don't have much they can replace any of their guys with. So, except for left-handed outfielders that are possible DHs.
So a bunch of people are saying Odor. A bunch of people are saying Witten. Several people are saying Jalen Smith. And then we get this from the 214. Jamie Benn. Whoa.
You shut your damn mouth.
You could have made that argument towards the beginning of the season. He's really turned it around probably since like the first month and a half. But yeah, over the last, you know, a couple seasons, and that was part of the problem that everybody had with the Jim Leitz comments that came out, is basically they said, like, look, the Art Ross Trophy, him winning that was the worst thing that could have happened for the Stars organization because it just increased his price. And he, you know, until this point, he, you know, if you look at the cap number, you can make the argument that he's not playing up, or he hasn't been playing up to that level. But I think he certainly picked it up here recently and has been more Jamie Benn-like that that fans are used to.
Jamie Benn-like, but do you have to accept the fact that
absolutely.
Elite level, it's probably never coming back. I mean, it's never coming back.
He can play at an elite level for certain stretches.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, he's got two bad hips. That's going to be tough to kind of maneuver around. So, yeah, I mean, they got a case there.
What about his captaincy? Is that something that they might be talking about?
The second they take his C away, you might as well get rid of him because that's going to be problematic.
Does he deserve the captaincy still?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
I think he's still obviously the leader of the team. And there's been plenty of points this season, obviously, with just the Jim Montgomery stuff and the adversity that they got out to with a horrible start, that he's had to step up. And even when Monty was here, he said, "Hey, I just let Jamie Benn take the locker room. I've said all I can say. I let Jamie talk to the guys because, you know, that's his room."
Okay.
Zeke.
What are you talking about?
What?
From the 903.
His running back, his starting position? You're going to take, no.
Are you telling me right now?
I would take Zeke over most running backs, yes.
Are you telling me right now that there is not a contingent of the Cowboys fan base that wants to see Tony Pollard as the starting running back?
And you're wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. Listen, I understand that you saw Tony Pollard take a massive leap this year. You absolutely did. Those two are better as a pair in the backfield, though. I mean, they absolutely are. And the things that Tony Pollard did this year were not even what I think we expected him to do this year. And I say that, I'm talking about I was expecting him to line up in the slot more often. Or be a flex back. I don't know, man. I expected all sorts of different things from him. And they were like, nah, just be Zeke 2.0. And he was. And he lived up to it. We even asked Stephen Jones at the end of the season, Kevin, about that. And Stephen Jones was like, yeah, we didn't expect to get that kind of play out of him. But, man, he was good.
Just real quick for the record, 214, definitely Zeke. 214, oh, yeah, Pollard is better. From the 817, Pollard is better. From the 214, yes, I want Pollard.
Well, I'm sorry. You have $19 million invested in him, all right?
Yeah, but that goes to the deserve. The money is spent either way.
He's still a good running back, though. Like, there's no, he's not a, maybe you didn't see the, you didn't see anything other than a 38-yard run from him this year.
Crap. From the 682, give me Pollard. From the 214, yeah, Pollard for life. Go ahead and start him. From the 214, I want Pollard.
I hope DFW collectively can hear me rolling my eyes at you right now. Y'all are acting ridiculous. I thought y'all were smarter than this. I really did. You want Pollard over Zeke right now? No.
From the 214, it's effing Dak Prescott. And this is where I'm surprised. I've only seen two that said this. I thought overwhelmingly this was going to be the leader. But it's been Odor. It's been Witten.
What was the question again, Kevin?
Jalen Smith. All right. So this all goes off of Elvis Andrus. So I think that whoever plays feeling secure is doing the wrong thing. And that's all fine and well. But I don't think there's any chance in hell that he loses his starting job. And maybe he doesn't deserve his starting job without some competition. So we asked across all the sports in DFW, who is the athlete that is the safest in their spot that probably shouldn't? And I thought Dak was going to dominate this conversation. And it's only now that I'm starting to see that.
Somebody just said Bernard Pollard, the former tight end from the Baltimore Ravens, I believe, okay. or maybe the
I'll
the Colts.
See what I can do about that. I don't really know.
Man, I can't believe, yeah, the Zeke and Pollard debate just blew up and
is
I didn't expect that.
Infuriating you? All right, what about
Dak? I just can't believe you, like, people are, the guy that's been the rushing title leader, and sure you can say, oh, yeah, but he got all those carries. Yeah, but he also got the yards. He was also scoring the points for you, too. All right, if it's Dak, Kevin, and so I see this name. I see Donnie Nelson continuing to pop up. I'm sorry. Ooh. You're wrong. Donnie Nelson is the one Whoa. That told Mark Cuban, hey, listen, this Luka guy, 2 years from now, he's the guy we're going to draft.
And don't forget, before that, he said, hey, this Giannis guy, we should probably draft him.
Yes. So
I know we never would have gotten both of them, but I'm just saying.
The decisions that needed to be made, those are the ones right there. And just got to pull the trigger there. But yeah, if you're saying Dak, I don't know why. Why do you think Dak doesn't deserve it right now? Just to have his spot. Because, and here's my reasoning would be, I want real competition at every position. I want everybody to understand that the guy that has the job is the best guy we possibly could find.
Yep.
And he's the guy that won the job. And I think that McCarthy, you know, I think that we're going to see three competitive quarterbacks in his quarterback camp. Clearly, they're going to Dak's the guy. But he's going to make little competitions for each of them all the time. And he's not going to have some sorry backup. I think he's going to have a good backup that's a quality guy to make him compete too, because they want the best out of their quarterback. And your quarterback should want the best out of himself. But I agree with a lot of these people. I don't think that he's undeserving of the spot. But I do think that he needs competition, and that everybody does. And if I hate when people say, oh man, why do grown men in their profession need motivation? Everybody needs something at some point. And even if you're the one that has to motivate yourself, we all got to be motivated by something. We're not just showing up and just, because as Nick Saban says, human nature is just to get by, is just to live, all right? But what about being special? Getting to that next place, you find reasons, you find things that motivate you. So with Dak Prescott, I believe it. I'd love to have a little competition pushing them to be better.
From the 817, Tyler Sagan. From the 803, I don't know where that is, Connor Williams. Ooh, that's fascinating. From the 903, Porzingis. Now, the thing with Porzingis, because I've definitely given him a pass a couple of times, is because I think if Porzingis works, this thing accelerates so much faster. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Porzingis doesn't work, I'm still glad that the Mavericks took a swing at that, and they didn't really cost them that much, and it just turned out not working for them. But if it works, and all of a sudden you have another potential top 30 player who's only 24, that accelerates people's desire to come here. That accelerates how good the team is. That just moves forward the entire process super quickly. So that's probably fair. I've probably given Kristaps Porzingis a pass just a few times. And from the 469, Dwight Powell was made for this segment. Wow. The thing is, I think Dwight Powell has found his role. I'm just tired of listening to people go, just wait until Dwight Powell becomes big. Stop it. He's never going to be like an elite player or even a really good player. He's a really good fit in this system, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what you need. You need really good fits in your system so that you can trade those pieces when people believe that they're better than that, and then you can get other things in return that are going to give you a savvy veteran team that can win a championship.
From the 214, let's just go with all the hot takes rolled into one. I love this.
Chris Jones.
Dak haters are dumb. They don't watch the games. They probably just listen to ESPN. Fair. And then said in the same text, Zeke is the most overrated DFW player around. Wow! There's just guns a-blazing in that text. Man, I freaking love that text. I love that text.
Connor Williams, hands down.
Yeah, and
that's real competition I want to see between him and McGovern this year.
If McGovern can actually show up and play.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to see competition at every position. A real one, though, man. And I understand, like, some guys are going to win it, but I'm talking about week in, week out. even yep. during the season, you got to compete for your job. It's hard to do that, though, now with some of the rules and practice that they put in, because now you're spending most of your time installing the plan rather than competing for jobs.
From the 469, I'm motivated to tell you guys that Kevin is a Luka, Zeke, and Dak hater. Not true. I really, really like at least two of those people.
God.
Which two could it be?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.